I had had another sermon prepared. And on the morning, this morning, when I was coming into church or driving here, I heard another shooting happened. We had it happen before Easter. We had it now. And I thought, what do you say? How do I feel? And it realized that what is happening with all these shootings in churches and mosques and synagogues? Evil is prevailing over people. Not all of us, but some. Enough that they want us to live in fear. And we must fight against that. If I have to die for God, let me do it in the house of God. I don't want to be afraid to come to church. And this is what was happening that Easter day when the apostles gathered. They were afraid. They were afraid because they were afraid that they would come after them and kill them too. And they might have. We don't know. We just know what it's like to be afraid. And there's evil in this world that wants us all to live in fear. Fear to be able to pray to the gods, whatever form that God is for us. We must resist that. We have to understand that there is something going on then and now that want us not to shine, that want us to take out the light that we all need to live in, to stay buried in our houses and not to interact as communities, to become afraid of the other. I was blessed in that I have been able to pray with many groups. I prayed in a medicine circle, passing a pipe, where they prayed to Great Spirit. I have prayed with Hindus, sat and watched them do arti, and prayed to their gods. I have seen prayers in mosques. Wherever people are praying, they are praying from a place in their spirit, in their soul, to the God that they know. And nobody should be afraid to pray. Pray in community. And this evil that wants to dominate is sort of the evil that fight against good and evil. And we as Christians are called to join that fight. Jesus breathed into those people that day. He breathed the Holy Spirit. That breath of spirit has been put into each one of us. Those apostles knew when they went out, many of them became martyrs, that they would die for spreading the good news. We, most of us, have never been asked, are you willing to die spreading the good news? And yet look at the martyrs that we know in the last few years. The Amish who died for the school, the Muslims who have died praying, the Jews that have died in synagogue, and the Christians, all because they wanted to pray. Jesus said, I breathe the Spirit in you. I give you the power to forgive. Forgiveness is hard for those who bring evil into the world. And yet, if we respond in hatred to those who hate, all we do is keep the hatred going. Rather, we must lift them up in prayer, that something within their souls turn dark, that they would have to hurt others in such an awful way. That darkness can only be responded to through light. That they have to be reconciled. Whatever caused them whatever age, to find groups of people that would feed that hatred within them. Many of them feel isolated or alone or pushed aside. And so they find those where they feel they find a place. Unfortunately, that place is a dark place. And we as churches must stay alive and vibrant so that they know there's another place where they can come, where they can be accepted for who they are, the way they are. That they have that there is a place for them to come and belong. To belong in the light rather than in the dark. Let us pray that people find their way here to our pews, to our community, where we can shed this light. It's not easy what's asked of us. Thomas doubted. Frankly, if I was Thomas, I would have doubted too. If I had saw my master, my teacher, my rabbi die on the cross, how was I to believe that he would live? They didn't believe Mary Magdalene. And frankly, I'm not surprised. I've sat in many a board meeting and spoke out as a woman and been ignored, only 5 minutes later to have some man say the same thing and be heard. It happens to us. I accept that as a woman. It's not as bad as it used to be, but certainly it happens. So if Mary Magdalene wasn't listened to, certainly the other apostles who spoke out and said, "We saw the Lord," Thomas said, "I can't believe it." And yet all Jesus had to do was to speak. And Thomas' response is, "My Lord and my Master, my Lord and my God." Jesus speaks to us through the Gospels. He speaks to us through each other. He speaks to us in life. What we have to do is open our eyes and hear the words. And in those words, we come to believe. We believe that not only did Jesus die, but he rose again. And that through his death, we all will live. No matter how we die or when we die, we will live because Jesus promised us that. That's a promise. Jesus also understood wounding. Jesus, when he came back, when he appeared to them, appeared wounded. His hands showed signs of where he was pierced in his side. Jesus didn't come back perfect. He came as a wounded human figure to show us that even in our wounding, that he could save. That Jesus will continue to save us. And that all of us in our imperfections are worth being saved. So whatever is going on, that the evil is showing up throughout this world, we must trust that goodness will prevail. Maybe not in this lifetime, but in our next. And we must pray for those who are so dark and so full of hate and anger that somehow, somewhere, that God's light can peek in and help them expand enough to understand that the evil is not what God wants. It's a hard lesson for us. But as Christians, we must remember that we may not be able to save everyone, but if we can open up ourselves to let God's light shine, perhaps that light will penetrate one person to help them see that there's more to life, that there's goodness in life. There's a place for them. And let us keep our church doors open so that people know there's a place for them to come. Wounded, broken, but they can belong. They can be part of our community. I believe that's what God is asking us to do today. And God will continue to ask us to do. To know that we should be in fellowship with all and that our doors should be open to all, and to know that God loves us beyond measure and will continue to love us, and that if we can feel that and carry that out into the world, that's the best we can do, and that's what God wants us to do. Let us shine our light even brighter to help light up the world in the darkness so that people can find their way home to God. Amen. Amen.